Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Public Transportation Association.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off the morning with some big news in Democratic circles. It is the end of an era. Bob Bauer, longtime top Democratic political law expert, is leaving Perkins Coie. The former White House counsel to President Barack Obama plans to do more teaching at the New York University School of Law and continue his writing and speaking about constitutional law, legal ethics, and political reform. He will still continue to represent a number of clients as a solo practitioner and will co-counsel with Perkins Coie for some of those clients.
First in Playbook this morning, America First Policies, the political group aligned with Donald Trump, is spending nearly $1 million on TV and digital ads to try to pressure Democratic senators to vote to confirm Gina Haspel as CIA director. The senators that are being targeted are Claire McCaskill in Missouri, Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, and Doug Jones in Alabama, all senators from red states. They were going to go up in Indiana, but Joe Donnelly announced he would vote for Haspel's nomination. There's more spending in West Virginia. Senate Majority PAC just disclosed nearly $500,000 on a media buy to boost Joe Manchin. They've already spent $2.3 million.
Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt has a must-read out of Fenton, Missouri, where he reports that the GOP golden boy, Josh Hawley, who the Republican establishment pushed to run for Senate, is mailing it in. Missouri Rep. Ann Wagner told Alex that she tries not to tell candidates how to run their races, but you gotta show up. And that many Republicans wonder if he is squandering his shot to beat Claire McCaskill. Meanwhile, our colleague Matt Nussbaum has an interesting look at how Vice President Mike Pence may be traveling a little too close to the sun lately. Nussbaum writes that Pence was scheduled to headline the annual National Rifle Association keynote address, but that changed after President Trump decided to step in. Davos was another case where Pence was originally expected to travel to Switzerland, but upon seeing that, Trump decided to go himself.
Latest in the Middle East, the New York Times is reporting that at least 58 were killed and thousands injured in the worst day of carnage since Israel invaded Gaza in 2014. It was a striking contrast to the public unveiling of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, attended by Steven Mnuchin, Jared Kushner, and Ivanka Trump. Michelle Kaczynski tweeted that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did not answer questions about the violence. The New York Times is also reporting that while the U.S. is demanding nuclear disarmament from North Korea, the U.S. is actually building up its own arsenal.
The drama over Kelly Sadler's remarks about John McCain dying and the White House's refusal to apologize continues to dominate the news. Burgess Everett and Eliana Johnson have a story up on Senate Republicans and how they are openly upset over the White House's treatment of McCain. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell visited McCain over the weekend. He tweeted, "We all know John McCain doesn't exactly have a relaxed bone in his body. He still had plenty to say about work, I assure you. He misses his colleagues, he misses the Senate, and we sure miss him."
On the investigations front, David Stern and Josh Meyer report that a Ukrainian politician who communicated with Trump associates about a controversial peace proposal will testify Monday before a grand jury connected with the Robert Mueller investigation. More drama with Michael Avenatti. The Post is reporting that Avenatti is using Trump tactics to battle the president, but there are inherent risks with that. Our colleague Jason Schwartz reports that Avenatti threatened the Daily Caller after an outlet published a non-flattering story about him.
In today's section of the Pruitt Files, Annie Snyder is reporting that Pruitt's EPA and the White House tried to block publication of a study because of fears it would cause a major PR problem. And Anthony Andregna and Alex Guillen report that Pruitt actually sought 24/7 security from the first day, according to the EPA's Inspector General.
In the juice today, Barbara Streisand is heading to Capitol Hill for the Women's Heart Alliance, a group she co-founded to raise awareness about women's heart health and cardiovascular disease. Streisand will meet with senators in the afternoon after she delivers a lecture at NIH. And today, the president is heading to the Capitol this morning to speak to the 37th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. He'll also attend the Senate Republican Policy Lunch. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting, positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.